Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 10, number 10. I guess it's kind of milestone-y. reading an article about somebody who basically took about, 28 days off of technology. So they went somewhere and completely ditched technology for 28 days. And I apologize because I can't remember who, what they held their position was, but, and they totally recognized that the 28 day off of technology is sort of a privilege. It's something that we just can't easily do anymore. The point that they were making is that they wanted their attention back, which I thought was an interesting way to talk about it, because our attention is so given to technology and the likes and the answering emails and the feeling like we're being productive. When are we being productive? Reading one more news story, blah, 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 blah. I think it was in this article that they talked about we used to could read our newspapers in the morning over a cup of coffee and that was it. And now we could read news all day if we chose. And it's funny to think how, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that, you know, we didn't have email, like that wasn't a thing. Or if you checked email, you had to like make a conscious effort to check email. You know, you had to like sit down and dial up and then do your email thing and then like shut it off and move on with your life. It wasn't like this constant connected way of having emails, and then now many of us having multiple email boxes. We got work email, and if we have a business, we've got one to however many emails that you got going for that. And it's just such a weird shift that we've kind of made, and we don't even know, we don't even remember what it was like to not have that in our face all the time. I think our bodies do sometimes. I know I certainly go through periods of just like, I have stuff to do, but just the idea of sitting at a computer is, some days it's not even that I don't want to be there. It's that my body just doesn't want to be there in sitting in that shape anymore. So I think our bodies may, if they could speak for themselves, might say, please, please help us. But the whole 28 day thing, I don't know, like 4 weeks would be pretty amazing. I know it's some people who would, I know there are some of those questions or the like, how much money would it take you to give up your phone for X amount of time? And I'm like, yeah, 4 week vacation, that's not so bad. It would be weird. And I think at the same time, it would be kind of pleasant. I'm trying to think of the last time how long I was without my phone. And I go through periods occasionally where I'm able to dump it for a little bit. And I sort of like get in the habit of not having it. And the habit quickly comes back, especially when it's necessary. But it's just nice to have that break and that not having that attention. But I certainly know at the same time, my hand is always like, where is my phone? But it's nice to have the break. So I was thinking about how we need this ability to have these vacations. You know, we try to have vacations. And there was another article that I was reading recently that I think was from quite a bit earlier in the year. This article was talking about vacation days and how many vacation days don't get used in the U.S. because people are afraid to leave their job. They're afraid to leave their job because they're afraid to get fired. They're afraid, you know, there's a lot of fears that go around why people don't take vacation days. And I totally kind of get that. But I'm thinking, my gosh, we like need to have mandatory vacation away from our technology. Like, it would be so great if there was just this ability to say, no, you're going to go out in the woods or whatever for 5-6 days and you don't need to do work stuff and you don't need to be connected to home stuff and life stuff or something to that effect. But how wonderful that would be for us to do that and to occasionally like re-get into it. It has to be long enough for the folks who really go through withdrawal to get through that withdrawal and get to the other side. And then as this article talks about what it's like to sit in a room by yourself without your phone, like how long has it been since you've been able to sit somewhere by yourself or just without your phone in your hand? I think that's a great question. And I, you know, obviously we see that so often. So, you know, person, I remember a friend of mine who when we would, well, when we would leave, when, you know, she would be left at the table for a short period of time by herself, she would instantly have a book to read. And occasionally, if the conversation would get low, she would also read a book too. But it's funny because we all thought what a horrible person she was. Not too horrible, but she got very, very, very teased for it. And now I'm thinking, yeah, what she was doing was like better than what we're all doing right now. To granted, checking our emails is kind of, we can argue that it's legit. Checking Facebook, maybe legit or whatever. Playing games, just the consistency of that, that we see this. The guy, or the person, I think it was a guy who was talking about this particular article, had talked about seeing themselves just go down this rabbit hole and playing games, and some of the games that they're playing, seeing how those logarithms are designed to keep you engaged and keep you playing. And they said the last day that he played this game, he played it for like 10 hours, this particular game he was playing. And he was like, this is insane. I want my life back, and got rid of the game off his phone. But then I don't know how long after that, went and took this wonderful vacation of getting up in the morning and meditating and reading a book, and instead of laying in bed looking on their phone. So an interesting thought. And how can we do it? How can we all, like, not just the privileged, but man, how could like everybody, it was so great. If everybody in the United States could like be swept away for a period of time away from their technology and just have a break, maybe end up in nature. I just read something about the importance of nature, of course, and being able to see trees and being able to put your feet on grass and all that stuff too. But, oh, I don't know if I actually connected my thought of the concept of the days off that we're all losing and not taking. If some of that, how much of that is also not only fear for losing our jobs or fear for sort of somebody taking over or whatever, but also that almost fear of being away from tech, like we're so tied into our technology all the time that you feel like being on vacation is hardly being on a vacation anyway, which isn't obviously totally true, but it's like, how much is the technology sort of tying us in, feeling like we just have to be there, have to be present all the time. And it's almost like a weird sickness. Anyway, this was very long and probably not as concise as it could have been. But, you know, that's the way it goes. All right. Well, have a great morning. Have a wonderful day. And we'll see you tomorrow morning.